What's good? We are back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. I am your host, the one and only Paul Pickett. Today I'm going to react to the WNBA needs a wake-up call. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, yep. YouTube video promotion,
yep.
Record pool promotion,
yep.
Blog placements,
yep.
Radio airplay promotion,
yep.
SoundCloud promotion,
and yep.
much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, check us out. Promopalace.biz, one-stop shop. We also have the new little apparel. Let me stand up, show you the shirts. Here's one of them for all you dog lovers, all you pit bull lovers. We also got the cat t-shirts as well. Just go to promopalace.biz, click on merchandise. We got t-shirts, hoodies, and much, much more. All right, let's get into it. WNBA needs a wake-up call.
Talk about the CBA, right? So the collective bargaining agreement. And in the NBA, they have percentages of revenue shared for the players, right?
Right.
So jersey sales, obviously their TV contracts. You see these every year, these contracts get bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
Yeah, massive.
But that's because their CBA, it negotiates where the, you know, if the owners are making certain types of money, they get that as well.
Got it.
In the WNBA, that's not the case.
You know why that's not the case? Because the WNBA loses $10 million every single year. Let's keep it moving.
Oh, wow.
So in 2025, that's our new, you know, opportunity to renegotiate or opt out. So there are definitely future opportunities coming. But I will say that it's one of those things that we are not asking to get paid what the men get paid. We're asking to get paid the same percentage of revenue.
Why should you get paid the same percentage of revenue? You're not as old as the NBA. Once again, you lose $10 million a year. So for the last 5 years, the WNBA has lost a total of $50 million. Oh, man, must be nice. So you're not as old as the NBA. You lose $10 million a year. None of your players have any kind of star status. None of your players are not even more famous than average bench players in the NBA. Your star players are no more famous than average bench players in the NBA. There's bench players in the NBA that are more famous than star WNBA players. And you make nowhere near the same amount of money as the WNBA, but you want to make the same percentage. They're only like, WNBA is like 25 years old, and the NBA is like, matter of fact, let me look this up. How old is the NBA? The NBA is 76 years old. The NBA is 50 years older than the WNBA, and they want to make the same percentage. How about you build your league up, build your brand up, and start actually making a profit? Like, let me ask you this. Can anybody name a business on the planet that loses $10 million a year and they're giving out raises? Let's keep it moving.
Jared.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Got it. That's
so,
bullshit.
Like, that's the stuff we're talking
sure,
about.
Sure,
you know
sure.
what I'm
okay.
saying? So I think that, obviously, we're young. We're only like what,
okay.
25 years in
yeah.
into
yeah.
the league. The NBA is at 100. So where we are at 25, we're way past where the NBA was.
Right.
And she doesn't even have her. That would mean the NBA started in 1922. That's the thing. Like, they don't even have common sense and common knowledge. That's why I wanted to make sure I looked it up. I was like, I know the NBA is not 100 years old. So it's 76 years old. that extra 25 years of actual building a brand and a business and revenue counts. And that's the thing. The NBA has 50 years head start, and you think you should be where the NBA is at. And it's, if it wasn't for the NBA kicking out like $100 million a year and losing $10 million a year, whatever it is they kick out, they would literally be, you know, no WNBA.
Got it.
We don't forget that, though. We compare it to now, to where the NBA is now.
Now, what Kelsey Plum is saying here.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to let this guy say what he's going to say, but what she just said is bullshit.
Is wrong, like through and through. But there seems to be a bit of progress that's being made, and that's something to celebrate. She made her point without knocking Harrison Barnes, because his stats in the league a million times better than hers are worse. She didn't try to say the WNBA is just as good as the NBA, and she's not trying to compare salaries side by side and act like the WNBA and the NBA make the same kind of money. She said something that seems reasonable at face value. She says the WNBA players should be paid the same amount of the revenue generated by their league that NBA players are paid by their league. However, any critical look into the business or economics of either of these leagues would come to the conclusion that that would be impossible. First of all, like Plum said, it's on the Players Association to negotiate that share. Secondly, there's a reason that they couldn't come to the same split as the NBA when they tried back in 2020. What people don't know is that WNBA players are actually offered a 50-50 split in their CBA if they bring in enough annual revenue to make that possible. The reason that they never get that 50-50 split promised by the CBA is because they need to make a certain amount of revenue to get it. That certain amount is an amount that they fail to reach every year. And because they generate so much less than that threshold requires to get the 50-50 split, it is impossible to give them that share because of how much other stuff needs to be paid for. There are way more expenses for a pro basketball league outside of just salaries for players.
Hold on, let me stop. And before we get into that, like, let's talk about why they don't reach their revenue. I mean, let's really talk about that. Like, percentage of men that watch the WNBA. Six percent. Let's see. Now let's look up the percentage of females. Okay. It's not breaking it down. It says most of the people that watch the WNBA is 75% women. So it's 25% men, but it's a small, small fraction of the population. So let's see. W interest levels by gender in US. It doesn't have a breakdown, but it's a small percentage. I guarantee, like, less than 10% of women really care about watching the WNBA. They're more concerned with watching Love and Hip Hop or soap operas or Law and Order SVU or some drama series, TV show, or something of that nature. Nobody really cares about watching WNBA. And why is that? They say they act like the product is the same. It's not the same exact product. How do we know that? Well, you got high school kids. When I was in high school, you had multiple high school kids. when I went to 71st High School, everybody on the team was 6'6 on up. Everybody on the starting five could dunk in high school. In high school, you'll be lucky to find five women in the WNBA that could dunk. They need to work on bettering their product. They probably need to lower the goal, maybe a smaller basketball. They probably need a basketball that they could palm, and they need to lower the goal. And I understand that they're always saying, we've been playing this way so long. Well, your product is not the same. It's not exactly the same. Watching a game with a nothing but layups is not the same as watching Zion and Ja Morant jump through the roof. Early Derrick Rose through the roof. You know, like the hops on these guys is ridiculous nowadays. Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon. I mean, these guys are jumping through the gym. And I mean, we don't even want to see just all threes in the NBA. If we ain't seeing no dunks, they ain't no real highlights. Dunks, blocks. That's what we like to see. Dunks and blocks. Dunks and blocks are the two of the biggest highlights. Blocks on the defensive end and dunks on other. Because blocks are stuffing somebody from dunking on you or just stuffing their stuff down their throat, and blocks and dunks. You know, same thing, man. Stuffing the damn ball down their head, man. Let's see here what else he got to say.
There are coaches and GMs to be paid. Janitors, electricity bills, maintenance people, travel, advertising, all sorts of things. And they're obviously required for a sports league to operate. If the players of the WNBA take half of the league's revenue like they do in the NBA, the remaining $30 million of that initial $60 million they make every year doesn't leave nearly enough money to afford all of those things. According to an article from Sports Illustrated in 2018, these other expenses, which they call team and non-staff costs in this graphic, accounted for 15% of the expenses of small market NBA teams and 12% of large market teams. The remaining revenue is paid to the players, coaches, and everything else involved.
You know what? And that's another thing we got to take into account. Small market teams and big market teams. I would argue that even the WNBA teams that are in big markets are small market teams. Why would I say that? Because they're not really that popular. Nobody's running to go see WNBA games. If you're in LA, and anybody, I don't care if it's a straight couple, a gay couple, if you say, you give them a choice between Lakers tickets and Sparks tickets, 10 times out of 10, they're choosing Laker tickets. If I'm in LA and I'm trying to go out with some female and I say, hey, look, I got Lakers tickets and Spark tickets, we can go to either one, your choice. I guarantee 10 times out of 10, she's going with the Laker tickets. That's not my fault. It's not men's fault that women are not interested in female basketball. They're just not. You know, we can't force people to be interested in what they're not interested in. You know, I mean, I understand far left liberals and Democrats and, well, Hollywood wants to try to force you to be interested in their movies, you know, and shame you for not being interested. But that shit doesn't work. WNBA could try to shame people and not being interested, but it's not going to work. I don't even need to hear more of this video or talk more about this. This is a profit margin issue. This is about profits and losses. This is not no gender pay gap issue. Anybody that says that, it's a crock of shit. It's horse shit. It's bullshit. It's a complete lie. It's false. It's imaginary, made up bullshit. There's no gender pay gap when one league is making billions of dollars, generating billions of dollars, and the other league is losing $10 million every single year of the millions of dollars that the billion-dollar league is giving to them to keep them afloat. And I don't even know how long they're going to be able to keep the WNBA afloat, because it's pretty much, at this point, the WNBA is nothing but a tax write-off. It's a tax write-off. That's all it really is. So anybody who thinks this is a gender pay gap is delusional as fuck. And I really get sick and tired of hearing this specific argument. And you know, when you argue gender pay gaps in other spots, hey, might be right, it might be true. Depends where we're talking. But when we're talking about NBA to the WNBA, it's a crock of shit. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.